Dave Staley.
Okay. Well, I was first elected in 2014, so this is the end of my first term. I'll be very honest, this job is a lot more than even I imagined when I took it, and I'd worked for the sheriff's office for almost 17 years at that point. But I think we've accomplished a lot of things in the first 4 years. Budgetary constraints were one of my talking points in the first election. I'm very comfortable with where we've been on our budget. We've cut a lot of money out of the budget over what it was when I took over. I was very much involved with the Bellwether and the new county board rolling back some things that were costing the taxpayers money. I figured out a way to do that. One of the main things that's kind of starting to come back around now is the we lost 3 correctional officer positions early on. We lost those through attrition, so we didn't have to lay anybody off. We learned how to deal with that and how to make that work. We depend heavily on part-time help. We have added, I believe, 4 different new part-time officers, deputies that help us out on the road. One of those is Deputy Gary Lucas, and he runs my triad program, and that is a completely new program that we started. It's an elderly services program. I feel very, very strongly about our elderly citizens in this county. We are a bedroom community. None of us are getting any younger, and the people who stay here are our older folks. So I'm dedicated to continuing to help those people and provide services. That was a program that we couldn't have started without using a part-time deputy.
Right. Segue to Dusty Terrell. So here's the Republican challenger that steps in and says, I want to run for office. So tell our listening audience a little bit about your decision on why you want to run for this position and the qualifications you bring to the table for it.
Sure. Thank you, Jim. My name is Dusty Terrell. My qualifications began in college. I went to college at Blackhawk for law enforcement justice administration, where I received an associate's degree there. During college, I was hired at the sheriff's office. I believe it was in 97. As a part-time telecommunicator who answers 911 calls and also worked part-time in the jail as a correctional officer. I was hired full-time on the road in 2000 by Sheriff Tom Thompson, and have worked in the sheriff's office as patrol until 2010. In 2010, I was promoted to investigations. During the course of my employment at the sheriff's office, I've taken advantage of every opportunity that's been offered to increase my knowledge of law enforcement, criminal investigations, and patrol. So the qualifications that I bring to the table are a wealth of experience, training, and knowledge. As the leader of the sheriff's office, I'd be able to use those things that I've been, the opportunities I've been given to further the goal of providing a safe county for the citizens.
All right. Now, regardless, now this is my understanding, and you, both of you can correct me if I'm wrong, regardless of who wins and who loses, both will be employees of the Sheriff's Department. Do I have that right?
That's not correct.
That's not correct.
No. As the incumbent elected official, I have no recourse to go back to the road. Nothing is guaranteed. I'm not saying that, you know, Mr. Terrell couldn't rehire me, but I would start over at the bottom of the seniority list, so I have nowhere to go back to.
Okay.
If I'm elected and Mr. Terrell, he just stays right where he's at.
All right. So is that's a true assessment then?
Yeah, that's okay. My understanding
right.
as well.
All right, so let's talk about personnel. So you get to appoint chief deputy. So I guess I'll phrase the question, are you at liberty to discuss, Dusty, who your chief deputy would be if you're elected, and then I would assume you'd want to retain the existing chief deputy that you have. So
yes.
Dusty Terrell, first up on that question.
Sure. The chief deputy is a difficult position and a difficult idea in general. At this point, I'm open for anything. My plan, if given the opportunity to become sheriff, would be to interview all the employees that I feel have the propensity for such a strong leadership position. And based on the desire of that person and the meeting of certain sort of predetermined qualifications, such as approachability, knowledge of the sheriff's office, certain leadership qualities, and their willingness to put the effort in that I would expect, which would be a pretty high level of high standard, then it would be discussed as who would best fit that role under my leadership.
Can you hire somebody brand new outside of the department?
I believe that would be a possibility, but it's not a possibility for me. I would absolutely hire somebody within the sheriff's office. I wouldn't want to risk the morale of the department by bringing somebody outside in when we have so many well-qualified and capable individuals within the sheriff's office. So it would be absolutely somebody from within.
All right. What about the existing chief deputy, that position now? And I guess you can tell the people who that is and why you believe that person is the best person for that.
My chief deputy is, as I'm sure everybody aware, is Casey Switzer. Casey brings a wealth of law enforcement knowledge to the table. He was a canine officer for years. He's been involved in drug work. So I think he and I offset each other quite well. I do the administrative, the budgetary stuff, and tell him how much money or what his constraints are to work within, and then he is able to lead from the front. That's one of the things that is important to me, and that is to have a chief deputy that is not afraid, it does not bother him to get called in the middle of the night and to answer questions. The other thing that I did with that position in 2015, was I made it a salaried position. Casey's salary is $57,000 in this year's budget. That takes into account his holiday pay that he would have got as a union member and everything that all of those benefits. It also takes into consideration the fact that he gets called in the middle of the night. And if you're in the rank and file and you get called in the middle of the night for something, if it's a 10-minute phone call, you get 2 hours of pay for that, 2 hours of overtime. So that $57,000 that I'm paying him is roughly $16,000 to $18,000 a year less than the previous chief deputy was making. So that was one of my first, very first financial things that I did to save the taxpayers' money.
All right. To stay with Dave Staley, the Democratic incumbent, can there can there be more or should there be more sharing of police services? By that I mean police contracting. You have some, I think, existing police contracting with certain communities.
Yes.
Should there be more of that? Is there enough? I mean, how do you view that? And is that a potential savings for not only County of Mercer, but the maybe other villages, municipalities in the County of Mercer? Is that something that you'd like to see explored more?
I'd like to see it explored more, Jim. It's a double-edged sword. The way we do our contracts currently, and we have contracts with Matherville, with Joy, currently, and the way we do those contracts right now, it's all off-duty work for part-time deputies or a full-time deputy. So that being said, if you're scheduled to work a road patrol shift tonight, you can't go work one of these contracts. So you have to do it in your off-duty time. It's a way for them to make extra money. The problem that we run into is by the time a sheriff's deputy works 84 hours in a two-week period, he doesn't really want to put on a gun belt and body armor and go sit in Matherville or Joy. So I would like to see us start to evolve those contracts into we provide policing services for a specific amount of money, and then add all those contracts together, be able to hire an additional full-time person or two full-time people, whatever the finances bear, and then we provide those services. It will merely be an assignment. If you're working the road today, you know that you have to spend 2 hours throughout your shift in whichever one of these towns the contract is for. I think that winds up being fiscally responsible for the small towns. It's hard to own a police department these days. The liability insurance alone in this climate that we live in today as law enforcement officers is huge. So we can actually do it more efficiently than some of the small towns can have their very own.
What do you think about police contracting right now, Dusty?
Sure, I have a lot of thoughts about the police contracting. I believe in as limited of government as possible. I am very pro working with the communities, especially those that have the desire to have their own police department. I would never discourage that. I would work with them and offer them the resources that the sheriff's office has to bolster their police department. I would never want to put them in a position to feel that I would withhold service or not answer non-emergency calls because they simply have their own police department. I think a county of our size and very limited resources should work together to achieve that same goal. On the other hand, if a small town wishes to enter into a contract, being that our county is so financially poor, I would look into, with the city's approval, even trying to cover some of those hours that they require, the extra patrol, with a full-time on-duty person. I believe that's more fiscally responsible because we have currently, at times, not at times, I guess, most of the time during the day, we have 6 full-time sworn law enforcement officers on duty at a given time. Some of those hours could be simply arranged for those full-time people who are already receiving a paycheck to spend in those towns, and then the city then would reimburse the county for that time spent, for that extra patrol, those extra duties. That would lessen the burden to the sheriff's office for patrol and give those towns an extra patrol that they request. I'm speaking to some of the small towns. Some of them feel that one person in one town described it almost as extortion with the contract policing. They feel that it is an effort to try and remove some of their authority to govern themselves. And to me, there's no better way or no better ability for a town to know their needs in their town than to hand over control to the sheriff's office or an outside agency.
You want to counter that point?
I do.
You want to say something?
Yes. The contracts that we currently have are contracts that the sheriff's office was approached to do. The Matherville contract particularly was...
Who are the existing contracts with for our listening audience?
We currently contract with Matherville and Joy.
Okay. All right, continue on.
And we're not getting all those hours covered due to the reasons I talked about earlier. But the Matherville contract has been an ongoing long-term thing. So we were approached by both of those towns to carry a contract. We formally did a contract in Fire Lake where we did the same thing. Now, what Mr. Terrell's talking about, routine assignments, we still go to every emergency call during the day or during the night, especially during the night when there aren't any other, you know, the small towns don't have their folks on. We support the existing police departments. As Mr. Terrell said, he's been to many towns to help their law enforcement investigate major cases that they've got because they do not have those resources. So we already provide that. We already provide patrol as much as we can during the day. And speaking to the six full-time law enforcement officers that we have on during the day. Two of those are sergeants, and they're somewhat administrative, but they are still patrol people, and they work from 10 in the morning until 10 at night. Eventually, I want to move those hours back to a little later in the evening. Two of them are detectives, and the detective caseload, I think, you know, Dusty would agree with me, we keep a pretty heavy caseload on our detectives. Some of those cases are small-town police department's cases that we're helping them with. The other two are myself and the chief deputy. We're available for calls anytime we need to go do a call, but we do also have those administrative responsibilities that being the sheriff and the chief deputy that go with that. So I guess I would disagree a little bit that we're extorting our small town contracts and that we're not providing services to every resident in this community or in this county, because we do provide those services to every single resident in this county. We never tell somebody we won't come. We will occasionally, if we're busy handling other things, we may say, call the New Boston Police Department or call the Viola Police Department and see if they're going to have somebody on here in a little bit that would be able to handle this non-emergency call.
All right, so we're dealing with limited financial resources, but there are people out there that would say, well, within those limited financial resources, me, Joe taxpayer that has, you know, two kids in the Mercer County School District, or I have two kids that go to Winola, or two kids that go to New Boston, or one that goes to Joy. People will say, I believe of those financial resources, you should dictate more of that to protecting kids in school vis-a-vis school resource officers, which the Sheriff's Department has now with the local schools. But for those people that say maybe there should be more money dedicated to that instead of, you know, sacrificing for putting more police on the road, patrol deputies, I guess I get that question a lot about people really believe there should be more of a police presence in all of the schools every day. So what's your take on that, I guess? I'll begin with you, Dusty.
I believe very much as you described it, sheriff's office should focus the primary duties to those that are most vulnerable, the senior citizens and the children. I believe that as a sheriff, I will listen to the people. I will proactively reach out to them and hear what they have to say, and then dedicate the service to them that they desire. That's the point of having an elected official, a person that answers to the people that he serves. If the people feel that there needs to be more law enforcement in the schools, I think that should be a priority. It should be a priority with the current staff that we have. The tax burden here is already crazy. The school tax burden that goes to fund the schools is very high. I believe that it can be done with the resources we have without hiring additional people. It may be a lot of work, but the financial times we're facing, we have to be prepared to sacrifice and make the decisions that will best serve the people in the county in the most efficient way.
All right. So you explain now from the incumbent standpoint, what is in play now with the school resource officers, and what do you feel with balancing the – I'm talking to Dave Stately here with my hands – but balancing that with, you know, basically if your budget is what it is, you have – now I know there's been, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, there's been a donation from an anonymous donor for that, but – still, you have to decide, I guess I would assume you have to decide, well, how much are we going to put deputies on the road compared to how much we're going to put them in the school if you can't hire additional people? So I guess defend what your position is now, or what you're doing now.
Right. Well, the very first thing that I did, and I did it at the latter half of last school year. I think everybody in the county is aware that we did have an incident at our junior high where we removed a gun from a locker. That was the impetus I had to figure out how to do something. All of my deputies, whether they're day shift or night shift, make routine, unscheduled, patrol checks at all of the buildings in the county. So if Deputy A is driving through Viola and there's a baseball game going on, there's a softball game going on, there's something going on at the grade school, or during school hours, I have instructed them to stop in, say hi to the principal, walk around the building, talk to some kids. That random appearances in and out of the school buildings was the first way that we started to address this problem. Then at the beginning of this school year, over the summer and at the beginning of this school year, the Mercer County School District went with a school resource officer program. Alito handles the high school, and that's a separate contract, and Alito's the only other full-time department we have in this county. The sheriff's office takes care of the junior high. The way we did that, for $25,000 per year, we're giving them roughly 5 to 5.5 hours a day of a deputy, and it's Deputy Sable, who is in the school district or in the school building at the time. Now, Deputy Sable is a part-time deputy, so that didn't decrease patrol activities that I had on the outside. So the income was well enough to cover the expense, and we're still giving them the service that they want. He's a highly qualified deputy, the same as a full-time person is, has been through the same training. So I don't see where we've created a financial burden. We haven't created a financial burden for the taxpayers, and New Boston PD takes care of New Boston. However, if they have a call down there, it's perfectly okay for Dennis to run down there and assist them, and he's been down there and done walkthroughs and everything. So Sherrard School District has a full-time school resource officer who takes care of all their buildings, and anytime he comes into Mercer County that he needs to do something, he calls us and we send a deputy to assist him.
All right. Speaking with Dave Staley and Dusty Terrell, they're the candidates for Mercer County Sheriff Election Day next Tuesday. Polls open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. I want to get their thoughts on the P3 campus app. That was an issue that was discussed at the Mercer County School Board meeting recently, but we need to take a break, and we will continue our discussion. We'll also have a market update from the Chicago Board of Trade. All that coming up on WRMJ on this Wednesday morning.
You have a friend in the grocery business, Mercer Market.
Mercer Market's Deli is the place to shop for mouth-watering entrees, a tasty selection of sides, and even a daily lunch special. Today, try the baked potato with topping for $4.99 and the chicken patty sandwich with a side and chips for $4.99. Check out their breakfast items in the deli hot case, too.
After. All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ Alito and WRMJ.com. We have the Mercer County Sheriff candidates with us this morning, Republican challenger Dusty Terrell and Democratic incumbent Dave Staley. P3 Campus app was a program that was unveiled, I think, a little over a month ago, maybe somewhere around there. And I know at a recent Mercer County School Board meeting, some people spoke to it and had issues with basically, I don't know if this is me paraphrasing, but maybe too obtrusive, or it's not being used for its intended purposes. Now, I think this was an initiative that was funded by Mercer County Crime Stoppers, I believe. So Dave Staley, the criticism of that, I guess, from some is too obtrusive, or it's not being meant, it's not being used for its intended purposes. What about P3 Campus app and your position on that right now?
Well, Jim, it appears to me that it's working exactly the way it was designed to work. It's for an anonymous app that has the ability gives people the ability to report illegal activity within the school district. And my stats are probably a week or week and a half old since I've looked at them. But in the first month, we had roughly 68 tips. Of those 68 tips, about 75% of them were accurate. So I guess I'm not clear where people are coming from when they say it isn't being used for its intended purpose. I know there are some parents that are upset with it, that, you know, it's being used as a snitch program, and we've got angry parents that are looking to get somebody else's kid in trouble because they thought that they got their kid in trouble. Well, to me, that has already started to work itself out. Our tips are down to a couple a week, and unfortunately, some of them are the same tips that we've been receiving since day one, and they're still valid tips.
P3 Campus app, a little bit about your position on that, Dusty Terrell.
Sure. I've been approached by some of the, even the teacher staff that have, I guess, poor opinion of how the app is working. I believe the intended purpose is just an additional way to communicate need to law enforcement and school personnel. That need and the need for various ways to communicate is seemingly appropriate to me. I wouldn't say that the app is a bad thing. I believe I would give it some time and let the newness of the app wear off, give the people that are using the app a way to still communicate, because there's a lot of things going on in the schools that people are afraid to report in person. So any kind of way to anonymously report, as long as it's investigated thoroughly, appropriately, and given the appropriate weight of the report based on the anonymity, I don't think it's a bad thing. I'd give it some time, discuss with the school personnel to make sure the students and the users are educated about the intended purpose, and hopefully it would work out and be more efficient.
All right, and
can I make a quick follow-up to that,
sure.
Jim? I think the fact that we got so many tips out of the gate and so many of those tips were actually founded true and they worked out, I think gives credibility to the students who don't think they've had a voice, so that when we have something really important, like a potential school shooter or someone who's suicidal, something like that, I think it's going to give those kids the confidence that making a report, somebody's going to do something about it.
All right. So you were elected 4 years ago, been in office 4 years, seeking
yes.
re-election. Your opinion of the image of the department. So I guess defend your 4 years, and what do you believe the image of the Mercer County Sheriff's Department is?
I believe we have a great image. I get approached by people weekly, if not daily, saying that they really like what we're doing down there. They like the direction that I'm going. They love to see the guys out and about. We have financial constraints. There are so many things that I would love to do. Just have to figure out how to pay for them. But overall, I've heard no one say that I've done anything that would preclude me from deserving a second term to continue the things that I'm already doing.
Right. Dusty Terrell, what is your belief of the image of the Mercer County Sheriff's Department?
The image of the Sheriff's Office is one I believe that is positive. I think we have a great employee group that interacts with the people very well. There are things where I could see a lot of room for improvement, and that would just be sort of the community building aspect of law enforcement. I believe we could do more listening to the people, volunteering within the community, being seen within the community, giving the people and a true belief that we're on the same team, the sheriff's office and the citizens, by building more trust. And I think by building that trust, the people would become more involved. sort of just like buy into the whole idea that we're on the same team. There does seem to me that a lot of the people in the community, at least the ones that I've talked to in the corners, feel that they've been sort of abandoned. Sherrard, North Henderson, both areas have expressed idea that they feel that they don't even want to call the sheriff's office for service due to the extended response time into those corners. And to me, that's sad when, as an officer myself, to hear people hesitant to call for help just because they feel that the time response, the thing they're calling about would be over by the time we responded. And I've heard the same thing in Keysburg and even New Boston, that they feel that the patrol is sort of unequal. And I would like to be able to work with those communities to build that trust back up higher than it is already, and get that community involvement that I feel is lacking now.
Response to that, Dave Staley, and then your closing comments on why people should vote for you as we're running out of time.
I truly believe that we do give equal service to...
Hold on, my mic was off. So respond to that, and then closing comments from Dave Staley, and then we'll get closing comments from Dusty Terrell.
Truly believe that we are giving the same service. I agree that response time are long. The only way to cure response time is to have more deputies on the road spread throughout the county. If you add deputies to the staff, that costs the taxpayers more money. It's a great big circle of where you're chasing your tail. So I think we beat that dog hard enough.
Closing comments on why?
As far as why I need to be reelected, I feel that I've done a very good job to represent everybody in this county, to provide equal services to everybody in this county, to maintain a budget as directed by the county board. I've worked very well with the county board. That's not something that we can say has always been the case in the past. I've got a good working relationship with the other elected officials, and I want to continue to serve the residents of this county, serve the elderly citizens of this county, serve the kids of this county, and make this place continue to be a safe place to live and raise kids.
Your closing comment, Dusty Terrell.
Sure, I'd like the opportunity to serve as sheriff for a lot of different reasons. I would build the relationships with the community. I'm approachable. I'm a strong leader. So many things that could be improved. The election boils down to status quo. Ask yourself as a citizen who casts their vote if you feel that our drug problem has improved, if the crime rate is down, if you feel that your voice has been heard and acted on. I would work to serve the people of this county to the fullest ability. The patrol issue that was mentioned could be solved by just simply using the resources we already have more efficiently. Assigning patrol to the east end, assigning patrol to the west end would allow the response time to improve, and moving some of the resources from the day shift to the night shift, where there's only two deputies on after 10:30, would increase that patrol time and increase coverage without affecting costs to the taxpaying citizens. So I ask for your vote to give me an opportunity to improve efficiencies within the sheriff's office and provide the service that the people deserve without raising our taxes more than they already are.
All right. In my closing comment, a professional presentation from two candidates. Today, Dusty Terrell and Dave Staley, thank you for coming on and visiting with the voters from the county of Mercer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor. That'll do it for Focus on this Wednesday morning.